Start your day with a fresh word of encouragement. I'm Paul De Jong, and you're now listening to Words of Life.
Hey, welcome everyone.
Yeah, welcome.
We are so honored to host this episode of the Words of Life podcast. And this week we're going to be talking about the power of testimony.
Yes.
And the subtitle would be why knowing yours is important and why it's beneficial for others to hear our testimony.
Yeah. You know, we thought we'd base today's podcast on Revelation 12:11.
Yeah.
It's a classic, but a goodie. It says, they triumphed over him, this is the enemy, by the blood of the Lamb and by the power of their testimony.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. So what is our testimony? You know, the definition of testimony is a public recounting of a religious conversion or experience. To testify means to give evidence as a witness. So like in Revelation 12:11 says, there is power when we share our testimony or our evidence or our witness.
Yeah. Yeah, there is. Hey, I guess when I think of a powerful testimony, I think of my grandparents. My grandfather was a mechanic in Hamilton, and from generations of non-church goers, so faith and religion was not a part of his life. So he was in his workshop one Friday afternoon, and someone came in and started him in a conversation and would have presented the gospel to my grandfather. And maybe my grandfather gave him not a great response, because the guy was very clever. He said, "Oh, look, I'll give you the weekend to think about it, and I'll come back on Monday and see what you come up with." And so he took off, and my grandfather went home for the weekend. And my mum remembers him saying, "I'll make sure I'm not in the office on Monday, so he could avoid this guy." But it turns out that weekend he did think about it. He did think about the gospel, and the Holy Spirit was working in his life. Because that Monday he was in the office at the garage, and this guy was true to his word. He turned up, and that Monday morning my grandfather gave his life to Jesus.
Yeah,
and
wow.
It's an amazing, simple story, but had generations of impact for my family. And when you think about that, like my grandmother really wasn't into it. She said to him, "You can have your religion, but it must not interfere with me or the girls." And it was a really tough time, actually. But over the course of a couple of months, and seeing the change that it had made in my grandfather, she eventually ended up becoming a Christian as well.
Yeah.
But that would not have happened if it wasn't for this guy turning up. And I don't know, maybe sharing his own testimony with my grandfather.
Yeah.
And then he became a Christian. Then my grandmother became a Christian. And we get to be the benefit of that Christian heritage that started from that single testimony. And so when we think about testimony, they are so powerful.
Oh, yeah, so, so powerful. I'd like to point out here that testimony isn't just about salvation.
Yeah, right.
It's actually about the goodness of God. You know, it's the miracles that we've experienced. It's the answer to prayer from last week at group.
Yeah.
It's that verse that you memorized that got you through those tough times, or the way that God spoke to you in your quiet time the other morning.
It's so true. And that's, I think, what we need to remember when we're sharing our testimony. It doesn't need to be necessarily just about our conversion. It can be about that walk with God, that grace that you've experienced from God. And so that kind of begs the question, you know, why is there power in our testimony? And I believe this can help us and encourage us to share our own testimony in the next few days. Why is there power in our testimony? We've got 4 points for you. Number one is this. Testimonies have power because humans love stories.
Oh, you're so right.
And our testimony is nothing but a story, a recounting of an experience we've had. And I just love that Jesus taught so vividly in stories. He taught in parables, which are earthly stories with heavenly meaning. And he used the power. He understood the power of stories. And that humans are drawn to story. And that's simply it, is that there's so much power in testimony because we're simply sharing our story.
Mm, great. Yeah. It's so true. Yeah. I love as well another point of that sharing your testimony can help people move from their thoughts to God's thoughts and plans.
Yeah, great.
You know,
thought.
Sometimes sharing a testimony can open people's eyes to hold on the wonder that God can bring to a situation.
Yeah.
The hope that God can bring to a situation. And yeah. I love what it says in Isaiah 55, verse 8-9. It says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord.
Yeah.
As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." So the power in our testimony to just remind people,
yeah,
you know, that God's ways are higher, and the situation that might be in front of them might like look this way, but God's all-powerful, and he can do anything.
It's so true. And a great reminder, you know, and a great encouragement for people to share our testimony, especially when times are tough. The third reason that we're going to look at today and why there is power in our testimony is that it's witnessing to the truth of grace and salvation by relaying our own experience, not ideas. And I love that idea that testimony is so powerful because ideas can be powerful, but they can be argued easily, whereas your experience and your own true story, you know, testimony of, yes. of what's happened to you, it's very hard to argue with that.
Yes.
Because it's simply you being a witness to what's happened.
Mm.
And that idea for me is really important, that we're not just discussing ideas or arguing back and forth, but we're actually just simply saying, hey, this happened to me.
Yes.
And I love that is powerful, and more powerful than ideas and more powerful than an argument is just simply telling your story.
It's kind of the same as if you went to a fancy restaurant, hey? If you've heard about this beautiful restaurant and someone says, you should go, it's amazing. Well, that's great, I've heard it's amazing.
Yeah.
But after I've gone, well, that changes how I share my story.
Yeah,
you know, 100%. The power shifts.
Yeah.
Because it's your personal experience.
And you notice that people, when they go to a nice restaurant or they find a great takeout spot, they can't shut up about it.
Yeah.
And you actually, that is, again, the power of testimony. You know, you experience something so amazing that you just, it just comes out of you.
Mm.
And yeah, what a great illustration.
Yeah. I have a fourth point here. And that is that we can get a bit blasé and over familiar with our own testimonies.
I love that word, blasé.
Blasé.
Yeah.
Yeah. you know, there is power in sharing our testimony, and it can spark faith within us as well as the person who receives it. You know, I think the Holy Spirit does the work in both parties. There's something, that over-familiarness that comes to
the blaseness
of sharing a story that you've shared before many times.
It can kind
of go, oh, you know, it's lost all the zing to it. But, you know, to fresh ears, that could be the thing that the Holy Spirit uses to change their whole life around. And I don't know if you've ever been on the other side of this, but you see the lights come on almost when someone hears your story, and you can see the Holy Spirit doing the work in them. So I encourage you, share your story. Don't get blasé with what God has done in your world. What might be over familiar to you is it might be the pivot point for somebody else, you know. And I love what it says in Matthew 5, verse 15. Jesus says, "No one lights a lamp and puts it under a basket, but rather on a lampstand, and it gives light to all those who are in the house."
Hallelujah.
Your testimony is light. We don't put it in a bucket. We put it out so it brings light. So share your testimony.
Yeah, great. So those four points, you know, humans love stories. There's power in that. There's power in sharing our testimony because it draws people into God's thoughts and plans for them. Three, it's witnessing to the truth of grace by experience. And four, it's getting above that over-familiarity with our own testimony and realizing that it's not only going to encourage someone else, but it'll also lift our faith at the same time.
Yeah, great. So my challenge to you guys today is, what testimony have you got that you need to be sharing today?
Awesome.
What is it?
Awesome.
So let's close out in prayer. Let's pray, guys. Thank you, God, for our time together today. I thank you that you have given moments to us in our lives where you have displayed your glory, your love, your compassion, your healing power. Mm. And Father, I pray that you would bring moments to mind for everyone listening of your testimony, God, a testimony of your goodness and your grace. And Father, I pray that you bring to mind people who we can share these testimonies with. God, that your love would be shown, that they would be moments of your light shining out into the world through our words of our testimony. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for joining us for another encouraging word from the Life team. Don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. We'd love to have you join us at church this Sunday. If you're in Auckland or Melbourne, check out the website for a location near you. Or you can choose to join us online from wherever you are. Find a service at lifenz.org.